Why is this the future? Well, on June 28th of this year, 2012, the FDA came out of the closet in the New England Journal with the following remarkable statement made by Rick Pazder, who's the head of oncology and hematology at the FDA. The FDA may grant accelerated approval on the basis of a surrogate endpoint for neoadjuvant breast cancer. We propose that the rate of PCR be used as the surrogate. This is remarkable. This is a complete and novel change in direction for the FDA. Now, we knew this was coming because we were participating with Patty Cortazar of the FDA in a meta-analysis of close to 14,000 patients in the neoadjuvant setting that will be presented in San Antonio. So I can't disclose the data, but I think we can get a pretty good idea of what those data will show. So suddenly, the questions become relevant. If we are going to bring drugs into the clinical setting based on pathologic complete response, we have to be certain that pathologic complete response is indeed correlated with outcome. What difference in PCR would the FDA consider relevant and appropriate to provide accelerated approval? We clearly need enriched populations. How are we going to define them? Are we going to let the microscopic visual pathologist do that for us, the institutionalized pathologist, or pathologist of the institution, I should say? Or are we going to insist on a molecular algorithm to define these populations? Will PCR still be relevant for targeted agents? This is the future, and it's the future not only of clinical trials, but of surgery.